You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome back. I'm so glad that you're joining us for this episode because you really want to be here for this information. We're going to be talking about what's going on and how things might be affecting your business. Everyone, whenever we look around at our businesses, we're seeing a lot of things are happening that are outside the business, right? There's economic things that are going on. There's political things that are going on. There's all kinds of things that are may be affecting what's going on in your business. And so a lot of times, whenever we get into challenging economic times, we tend to shrink. Business owners will pull back, will stop doing things, will shelter in place, as it were, and will be in a mindset of this is outside of myself and I can't help it. It's going to affect my business and I have no control over it. So today I wanted to talk about that perspective. What do we do during tough economic times as business owners? So you may remember that whenever my husband and I started our multiple award-winning, multiple six-figure business, we started it in 2008 during the Great Recession, right? It was called a recession. And it really affected a lot of businesses. Businesses were closing their doors. Banks were failing. It really was a very volatile situation outside in the world. However, we decided to go ahead and run our business because we were committed to running our business no matter what. We had a good why. We had invested. This was something that was a passion of my husband's that he wanted to do. We had invested a lot of time and a lot of money. We had children at home. We had a mortgage. We had a whole lot of stuff going on. And we had a really strong motivation to make this business work no matter what. So when people were saying to us, there's a recession going on, why are you starting a business? We were able to come back with a really firm answer and a really firm commitment to getting done what we wanted to get done in our business, to having the success that we defined we wanted to have. Now, that is not to say that there were not times where we were really frustrated, overwhelmed, sitting in the office crying because it was hard. It was tough work. It was stuff that was not always easy. However, I kind of think about it as I think about marriage. Whenever you get married, you're making a commitment to another person, and you may be totally in love. However, the commitment to making the relationship work over time is the part that will actually help you get through the rough times, the low times, the times when you don't feel seen, the times whenever there's the children and the other outside world have so many demands, the times whenever you just can't communicate, the times when things get really, really rough. And I'm talking about a typical marriage, and I'm not saying that all marriages should stay together. I'm just saying that when you come into that kind of a union with the mindset that we are going to make this work. We're going to be a team. We're going to work together and we're going to do the hard work. that comes along with days. Not that marriage is hard work, and there's hard work within marriage. And when you're committed to be doing that hard work, you're more likely to have a successful union over a longer period of time. And so that's the same attitude we came to our business with, was that we were going to make it work. We had a commitment. So I think above everything else, that commitment to having the kind of business that you want, committing to it, being really, really clear about what it is you want, not just, I want to be successful in air quotes, without defining what that success means. We really need to have that. Where are you going? What do you want to achieve in your business? What do you want to accomplish? Those things are critical in the process of hanging on and making your business work. So when I was preparing this podcast, I did take a peek into one of my favorite sales books, The Little Red Book of Selling by Jeffrey Gitomer. And he has a whole section on this, ironically. And it says, "Help, I'm slumping and I can't get up." I love that. And what he's talking about in this little section is about when we're kind of in a slump. He's really talking to salespeople. The book is specifically written for salespeople. I like to look at that and see how it affects business owners, because, you know, we are selling. Business owners are salesperson people in some form or fashion. There is that area where we need to take care of sales. We need to be bringing in the money so that we can actually have a successful business. So I did grab this book and check it out. And here is one of the pieces of advice he says: don't panic. Don't press too hard. Don't get down on yourself. And above all, don't quit. And he specifically talks about the situation when it feels like the problem with your sales is out in the outside world. And the point that he's making and the point that I'm making today is that it's not only about the outside world, and sometimes it's not at all about what's going on out in the outside world. So I'm just going to grab a couple of the points that he makes and riff on them a little bit when it comes to owning your own business and how to think about things and using the Little Red Book of Selling as an inspiration. So the first thing that Jeffrey talks about here, and it's really something that I talk with about my clients. When I work with my clients one-on-one, when we work in our six-month program and our Position for Profit program, one of the pieces that we work on is what's going on between your ears. I have a training where I say the front door of everyone's business is exactly the same. And when I do this training, people are like, "What are you talking about?" Every single front door of every single business begins in the mind of the business owner. We have to get our belief system, we have to get our mindset in the right place so that we can push through and the noise. Because let me tell you that the voice inside your head that says you can't do it, that other people are against you, that other people do it better, that all of those noises, all of those voices in your head, the doubts, the recriminations, all of the things that come up inside your brain when you're thinking about why your business isn't where you want it to be, those voices are not true. They are just our fears and our doubts coming up. They're inside, the little child inside of us that made protections around us so that we couldn't get hurt. Sometimes that little child is still driving the bus and we need to put them in the back seat where they belong. So those things that come up that crowd our brain and make us believe or think things that are not true can really hinder us. And if we can get a hold of our mindset, of our belief system, and really step into what we know to be actually true and not the noise in our head, then that is the very first place to start. It's the first place to start. It's the place to maintain, and it's the place that's going to get you where you need to go. So underneath everything, all of the systems and processes and all of the tools and things that we put in place to be successful in business, there is an undercurrent that is critical, and that is your mindset, your belief system that believes that you can or cannot get where you want to go. And you really need to check in and make sure that nothing inside your head is keeping you stuck. Another area that Jeffrey suggests is could be a challenge is he calls it poor work habits. I call it poor business structure. Are there structures in your business that are keeping you stuck? Are there things that you're doing consistently that are keeping you underperforming? Are there things that you are not doing consistently that are hurting your sales? Are there things that you have in your work environment, in your business setup, in your the creation of your business processes itself that are inhibiting your ability to get you where you need to go? You need to get your house in order, especially when there are challenging economic times. That is the time that you must have your house in order. Let's see, what else does he say? Misrepresentations that lead to sour grapes. This is things whenever you think, oh, well, my prices are too high, or John across the road does a better job. The customers like him better. They do business with him. Whatever we're going on about in our head that is not quite true, but we're kind of sort of hiding behind that, because if it's true, then I don't have to make it successful. It's not my fault. Oh, it's not my fault. Oh, that one really, really, really is a big one for a lot of people, because we were raised to try to be perfect, right? Our parents expected a level of something from us, most of us. So it can't be my fault. I can't be responsible. So when we get stuck in that hurdle of it can't be my fault, so it must be something else, then we are giving away our power. It is perfectly okay. It is fine and acceptable to say, I am not performing the way I want to perform. I didn't handle that situation well. This project didn't go the way I wanted it to go. That's great. That's fine. At least you're doing something. When you're hiding behind, it can't be my fault, we often will pull back and stop doing anything at all. So go ahead, step out, do the things that you know that you need to do. Make the action. Nothing changes until you move. You must be in action. So make the effort to recognize when you're saying it's not my fault, can't be my fault, and say, woof, wait, hold up. Where am I contributing to the stall? Where am I contributing in what I'm doing to making me less successful? Recognize it, be honest with yourself, and then you have the power to change it. And it's okay. There's nothing wrong with making mistakes. There's nothing wrong with being wrong. We have just been programmed that it is. Be okay with stumbling. How many times do we hear the analogy that if a baby that was learning to walk just stopped the first time they fell down, we'd all be crawling, right? It's okay. Just keep going. Let's see. Oh, and what happens whenever you are trusting that a big job is going to come through, or a customer cancels an order, or you were counting on something to happen and it doesn't happen? They cancel, they change their mind. Here's what happens to us whenever that happens. We blame ourselves. It weakens our self-confidence whenever those things happen. So what happens is that little voice inside your head is like, oh, I'm not good enough. They wanted someone else. I underperformed. It's my fault. Therefore, I'm not good enough to put myself out there again for someone else. And when we let that perception seep in and we start walking in that perception, we are now in that space of not understanding what's really going on. Because what's going on? I'm going to make up a statistic now. 90%+ of the time, if a customer cancels on you, it's not about you. It's about what's going on for them. It's about something that changed in their world, whether it was their confidence in you, whether it was a money situation, whether management has changed its mind. There are all kinds of reasons why a customer cancels something that you were kind of counting on. And that's okay. You need to stop. As business owners, we need to stop taking it personally because it probably isn't personal. Now, for those of you who sell themselves as a product, as coaches, as consultants, mentors, all those kinds of things where the product that you're selling is something that you have personally created, it is so easy to slip into that false premise, right? Remember, the reason that they buy is because of it's a need that they need to fill. You're solving a problem for them. And the reason they might cancel is also because of them most times. So don't give into that, oh, because the sky is falling, that everything's going to fail. It was one order. It's okay. Be sad about it. Process that emotion, then get back in the game and go to the next person and move on to the next thing. Let me see. I'm going to get into some advice now. There's much more in this section. However, I want to get into a little bit on the other side. Now, what do you do whenever those things are coming up? Well, first of all, start with the basics, he says in this book. Start with the basics. Go back to what you know is working. I have worked with clients and they, when they're working with me, they do amazing. They get amazing results in their business. Their sales increase. Their processes are streamlined. They're doing great. And then maybe they leave the program and then they just slowly stop doing all the things that we learned and that they learned and that they put in place. And then they get back to the place they were before they worked with me. Now, that's the basics. What I work with my clients on, it's the basics. How do we get your business up and running and moving like a clock, and a clock that you don't have to wind just keeps going and going and going? That's the basics. Whenever we fall off of the basic things that we know that we should be doing, that's when we struggle. Jeffrey seems to be a proponent of not just work smarter, but work smarter and harder. Do the things that you don't necessarily want to do. And it doesn't mean that you have to do them. The hard things need to be done. They don't need to be done by you. You can get someone else to do them if you have the systems and processes and SOPs in place in order to make that happen. And that's where I shine with my clients. I can help you get all those pieces in place so that when you're ready to hire, when you're ready to bring someone on, they know what they're doing, and you don't have to lose all of the time stopping everything you're doing and training because you now have pieces in place. That doesn't mean you don't train at all. It just means you don't have to stop everything, and it can move at a more efficient pace so that you can keep your business going better. Talk to your coaches. Talk to your mentors, talk to your people that you trust, your trusted advisors that can help you get back to center. If you say, oh, all these things are happening and I'm so overwhelmed and I'm terrible at this, and why did I even start my business, and nobody wants to do business, and I'm just so frustrated, and you just get into this thing and you go talk to one of your trusted advisors and they go, I hear the words that you're saying. Now let me share you the truth about who you are. You are a powerful person. You do excellent work. You serve your clients in an excelled capacity. Your clients get results from you. You are the best salesperson in the region. Whatever those true things are, those people that you trust, your coaches and your mentors and your advisors, those people can reflect back to you the actual truth that can cut through the noise inside your head. Hang around with other successful people. Oh, there is a statistic that you become the average of the five people you hang out with most. I believe that's correct, and I'm not sure who said it, but whoever you surround yourself with, that's who you become. I have old aunts in my family, and they say, used to say things like, if you lay down with dogs, you'll get up with fleas. You are the average of the people that you hang around with. So find successful people. They don't have to be the successful people in your business particularly, and they could be. Find those successful people, hang out with them, because successful people, being around successful people, makes more successful people. And finally, one of the other tips that he gives, and one of my favorite things in the world, is have some fun. Oh my gosh, get out of your business from time to time. Step away. Get a hobby. Do something extraordinarily and different. I recently went to the desert of California to participate in something called Fire and Flight Retreat. It was an amazing event by my friend Kat, and she puts on this 3-day event in the desert, and I got to play with fire. We did fire arts, eating fire, breathing fire. I did not actually breathe fire. Other people did. It was cool. I was assisting. And then we got on aerial apparatus, and I got to turn myself upside down on a metal ring and all kinds of crazy. Why? I don't aspire to be a circus performer at this point in my life. I may, who knows? But at this point, it was just a way to tap into something that I enjoyed, which I learned fire eating a few years ago, and I wanted to do more of that. So that was a way to tap into something I enjoyed and stretch myself to do something that I hadn't done before. And it was exhilarating and it was refilling to me. And I came back refreshed and ready to jump into things mentally. Physically, I was tired. Mentally, though, it was a great respite for me. So find something that you enjoy. It could be car shows. My husband recently bought a muscle car. Car shows are in our future. So find something that you enjoy. Step out, step away, give yourself the opportunity and the permission to have a good time. And these are some tips, like I said, that I took from the Little Red Book of Selling, and wanted to talk about how those things can come up with arrive with a business owner. I just said two sentences that were really garbled and meant absolutely nothing. I'm so glad that you joined me today. And remember, we have an area where you can go and get gifts from all of our guests. I actually have a guest that is the profit growth audit. If you are a business owner and you would like to see how your business measures up against my 7 pillars of profit to see what you have going on in your business, where you're doing really well, where are the gaps in your business, you can find a link to go get the profit growth audit there. And all of the gifts from all of our guests. And it is at a website called profitconnectors.club. Connectors, because you are the connectors. So profitconnectors.club. You can jump into the club and you can get all of the information. You can find the profit growth audit and gifts from all of our guests that we've had over all of our episodes. And again, I applaud you for being here today. Keep showing up. Your future self will thank you. And remember, it's your business and your impact. Go make it matter. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club. And get your goodies right now. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club. And get your goodies right now.